cliffcentral.com.
Good afternoon, young and old, fat, ugly, whatever the case may be. This is cliffcentral.com. Welcome to the number one show on the block on a Friday during your lunchtime excursion. This is No Borders. Before we were Zim Conversations. Now we've expanded. We are No Borders. My man KF is on his way. Apparently the How bus takes like 20 minutes to get out here. So that can be a problem, and I can understand. But we're getting Ferraris, Bentleys, and we're getting Phantoms this year because we got money. Welcome to the show, everybody. I got T-Mula in the building. What's up?
Yeah. What's up, everybody?
Palace, what's up with the jungle music? See, the jungle music.
Big up to all the listeners tuned in. What's good, Kama? How you been, fam?
I'm
all
right, man. I'm good, man.
2017.
Yeah, 2020. They say 2017. That's for the kids, you know, the younger generation. The people who are still like rocking with all that type of stuff. Like 2017. I'm just like, yo, it's another year to pay bills.
For real, man.
I hope everybody's ready to make some money this year.
Dog, the energy this year is on another tangent.
Is it crazy?
Yeah.
Is it crazy?
Tatanga Junifire.
I feel you got my man Aaron in the building. What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, Kamu? How are you?
And you brought a cameraman. I see y'all brought a cameraman with you.
Yeah. Let me introduce this is Mr. Danny T.
Danny T.
Yeah, part of the squadron.
Oh, you've expanded. The organization.
Yeah, we're expanding the organization.
I like. I see you got some fly ladies too, you know?
That's my wife.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's your wife?
Yeah, man.
You got married?
Yeah, man.
Oh! Pay-per-view is going down, man. No Borders. Man, first and foremost, I just want to let everybody know what we're getting into right now. If you want to send in your comments on WhatsApp, it's 079-748-2090. Is that the correct number? Palace has said yes, so it's a go. 079-748-2090. And we will read them out live to you. Please remember, this is No Borders, the brand new show in between 1 and 2, hosted by myself and my man KF, who's on his way. And yeah, we're just going to kick it off right now with T. Mula, recording artist, events coordinator, promoter, man, hustler, entrepreneur, everything.
Hey, man.
It's good to see you.
Multiple income streams.
It's been a
minute. When one is on pause, you need to get money from somewhere else.
Yeah, you definitely need
to. That's what it is, man.
Especially with the way things are right now, I really want to be honest and say that this is probably going to be one of the most toughest and most challenging years for everybody. The economy is not smiling at nobody.
Yeah, man. You just got to up the grind, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I hear you got a new song. Obviously, we're preparing for AFCON 2017.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe the whole way, you know?
Yeah, we've got a new song. Aaron, you can tell them a bit more about it, man. But the whole point of the track is like it's in support of our soccer team, the Warriors.
Yeah.
The only team from Southern Africa to qualify this year.
100%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Zimbabwe repping the whole of Southern Africa.
Yeah.
So if you're Zimbabwean, Malawian, South African, Lesotho, Swaziland, Zambia, Congo, you might as well support Zimbabwe.
Malawi, Mozambique, you name it, man.
You know what I mean?
That's actually pretty big. It's the first time Zim has actually done anything that makes sense in the last 2 years.
It's a milestone.
We've been slacking, man. Zim has just always been on the bad side of the news, you know? So it's good to have the team going out there. We're going to talk about a couple of things that are happening with the team right now. I remember we were doing a shoot for SABC the other day, and we were talking about basically the game that's happening on Sunday. We're playing Algeria in the first game. Very tough game. So I'm trying to figure out how, you know, we're going to overcome that one. You know, because that's a very, very tough challenge.
I think we've got hope. You know, they play the friendly against Cameroon on Monday.
Yeah, 1-1 draw.
1-1. The soccer was good. They played another friendly against Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
And they also drew.
Yeah.
And I mean, these are teams that would traditionally thrash us.
I agree.
Traditionally.
I agree.
Yeah, so, with Cameroon, you'd understand that, it was a lucky draw for them.
Yeah.
We were actually controlling the whole pitch of the game, and the game that the guys played was evidently better than any match that they have played. So it displays that we're growing. We're getting to be a bigger team. We're going to be there repping the whole of SADC. And, well, it is hope that we bring the cup back home.
Do you think that obviously we've got a better chance this time around because the team is a more... professional unit than we've possibly ever had in the last,
in
let's
a
say,
long
5
time,
years.
Yeah.
And obviously, we've got a lot more players who are starting the games and who are sitting or coming off the bench who have a lot of international exposure. I mean, we've got a lot more players in Europe now that are actually turning out for the national team since, I think, Reinhard Fabisius' time. So,
true, man.
The hunger to do more is definitely there.
But now, can the boys deliver? Because I know how Zimbos can do.
Well, let's hope this time they do deliver.
I think let's look at some of the guys who you think possibly can have an impact on the tournament for us.
Kamabilia.
Look, man, if you look at our front guys, they've been proving themselves in and out for the past year or two.
Yeah.
These guys have been on point, and they're hungry, they're young, they've got a different level of understanding in terms of being successful.
Yeah.
So these guys are hungry. They definitely will have to make a plan and take us to the top, you know?
It's crazy. You know, it's crazy. On the mic right now, my man Aaron, and if I tell you a story about me, Aaron, from back in the day, we went to school together, and we used to love smoking.
What was that school?
That was part of our curriculum. So me and Aaron made it a point that we decided to smoke one night. Yeah. So me and my boy, we go out there, man. What was smoking? Everest. Was Everest was smoking?
Everest.
Yeah, there's Everest dog.
By the window.
Yeah, but not even by the window. Remember we went to the back of what's his name's house? What is it? Cockney's house. What is it? Cockney?
Yeah.
Cockney's house. We're chilling
at
the back.
Why are you sitting in my chair?
Because you ain't here. Like, Cockney's house. And we're sitting at Cockney's house, and guess what happens?
Yeah, but this nigga's sitting in my chair, though.
The feds came through. The feds caught us, beat the hell out of us. They belted us. You remember that night?
I don't remember being belted. Hell no. I remember you being belted.
Dog, you got belted too. Because you're the first to ask for forgiveness. Like, this is too much. You can't be belted like this anymore.
Look, man, come on. We were big going, Zixi. Yeah, no one got belted.
We got belted. Nah, let's be real.
Those are state secrets.
No. You see, there's a difference between belted. Guys literally just...
We got lit, dog.
Wait. I got this.
Yeah, okay.
They tried to beat us up.
We got...
Every time that guy tried to slap me, I felt it like a feather, bro.
We got lit, dog.
Nah.
I remember us sitting on the cold floor, dog, with our shirts off, still smelling like Everest cereal. And now today, years later, the man says, nah, it was just that. We were cool.
Yeah.
Nah,
a decade later.
We got so lit that day, man. But it was crazy. It's mad when you think about, like, how life just turns around and you actually meet each other in different situations.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just crazy. Think about the things we did in school.
True.
It's mad.
But my best memories when we played rugby, man.
Yeah, that was dope.
That was dope.
That was probably the best anger release anyone could have given a
you
child.
You can say that
stage.
Again. Yeah.
I wish we could go back to those days.
Yeah?
Now we have to support Tandando.
Are you guys going to bring back Zim Rugby?
Well, look, I mean, it can be a challenge for us. We can probably try and do something. Yeah. I think Zim Rugby actually has a lot of potential. It's just that you can't retain the talent of Zim anymore.
Yeah.
That's true. Everyone's getting copped by other countries.
That's the thing. And everyone is trying to leave the country, so that's another problem. It's another thing that I wanted us to actually discuss, because you've been home recently. I know you've been working with a lot of the guys locally, producing new music and stuff for this year.
Yeah.
How did you find being at home, you know, total adjustment? I mean, you don't have to say anything too good. You can just tell the truth, you know. How was it? How do you feel the strain is on everybody, and how is it working out?
Do you know what? Me personally, right now,
yeah,
I'm still trying to really find my foot in Zim.
Yeah.
There's people who have their foot in, you know what I mean? Some of us are still stepping, but I'm still trying to find my foot.
Yeah.
Every time I go to Zim, I don't have anything that gives me money in Zim yet.
Okay.
That's what I mean. I'm trying to find my foot.
There's very few people who find money in Zim right now.
Some people do.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do. Obviously, everyone's hope is that opportunities become a bit more level.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my opinion. I'm still trying to find foot in you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're pushing. We're knocking on all doors, though.
No, we have to be knocking on all doors this year.
With fists, actually.
I think even if we take the conversation globally, I feel like, you know, everybody needs to work a lot harder this year, just from a human perspective. generally.
Yeah, man.
Like, I feel like everyone's kind of lagging behind, especially our generation. I know a lot of us probably feel we should be a lot further than we really are right now, you know. For the amount of talent and ability that we have and competency, I really believe we should be pushing harder.
Well, I think it's an issue of people just developing content with whatever that they have.
Yeah.
And just, you know, not having a proper comparison structure.
Yeah.
You know, if you're comparing yourself to a limited facet of people around you,
yeah,
you may get comfortable because within that bracket, within that circle, you're leveling out and yeah, things seem to be going great. But when you look at the next brother who's possibly sitting in, Australia, who's possibly sitting in the States, you then get to realize, wow, we're playing around.
Yeah, pretty much.
To add on to what you guys are saying, I also think, you know, from a purely Zimbabwean perspective,
yeah,
I think the mixing networks increases information.
Of course,
there's sometimes things that you have and things that you, potential that you have.
Yeah.
But because you have no information about something that can be that last piece of your puzzle, it might not happen fast.
Of course.
So, you know, the idea of teaming up in various things that we do, it increases info. And then info makes sure that the whole plan is more solid. You know what I mean?
But you know that is the number one failure of Zimbos in the world.
Well,
I was about to say
as we're talking about no borders, you know, going on about no borders, we should actually understand the fact that, you know, teaming up and working together, it works wonders. Yes, it is the number one failure for Zimbos all over the world. We know about that. But the greatest thing that we can ever do is to actually bring resources together.
Yeah.
Shared resources, you know, shared ideas, develop each other, run with, you know, each other towards a certain specific goal that we have defined. Then it makes life a little bit more easy. And it actually brings about, I think, a unity of purpose within everyone.
100%.
So,
100%, yeah.
Denny, you know, I think what Zim needs right now is for the Warriors to go to the final, to get people to start talking again, to get people to start being confident.
National,
you know,
confidence, so national pride.
It's as simple as, you know, making a song about the Warriors, you know, making it viral, getting people to talk.
Yeah.
Let people start talking about Zimbabwe again so that we can start believing again and getting to the highest level in every sense of the word, you know, be it business, be it sport, be it
fashion, be it media, whatever. Yeah,
I mean, we've got so many places that are very nice in Zimbabwe that people can visit. They just don't visit because they're not aware of Zim itself. You're looking at Inyanga, you're looking at Victoria Falls.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we have to start somewhere, right?
The greatest thing that we have to do, I believe, is to focus on the national emblem. You know, look at things from a national perspective. Do things for the pride of the nation, right? Once we start doing things for the pride of the nation, then we get everybody else interested in joining on the bandwagon of what we would have created.
What it is we're doing.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I like that angle.
It's like what we have done with the Warriors song. I mean, we went into studio. Exactly. All that we had in mind was, you know, we want to support our boys. We want them to get all the way to the funnel. We want to give them enough energy, enough psych up for them to play. Now, everybody is going to join in and give that necessary support that the boys need. If that comes to fruition, then the next level is we're talking business. We're going to Zimbabwe to see what the markets are doing. We're also going to Zimbabwe to see how the boys are doing post the match. So there's a lot that we can get to do. But I think the biggest thing that we need to focus on is getting people to understand that unity of purpose is the key basis factor for anything to be successful.
100%. And I think that's the message that we should spread across the entire Africa and across the world. I think it's not a Zimbabwean problem. At the end of the day, it becomes a global problem for everybody.
Yeah,
once everybody in every nation starts to unify towards one particular goal that they can find themselves in a better space, I think that's the most important thing that we should push as a generation and as a people. It's something that we lack globally these days. Everybody's very selfish about what it is that they're doing or how it is that they're getting their money or how it is that they're moving their lives forward. And you're right, man. Information shared is information gained. And I think right now would actually be a perfect time for us to debut that song. You got that song ready for us, Patterson? Do you? Okay, Patterson's got the song ready.
Yeah. Zimbabwe, you better listen out. You know, the whole crew, we came together, did a song for the Warriors. Let's support our team. Gabon 2017, we going in. You know what I mean? We got the strongest team in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So let's give them the energy that they need. You know?
Cup Tatora. Yeah.
Zimbabwe.
What it is.
Bora.
Let's do it.
Bora.
No borders.
No borders at all. CliffCentral.com.
Yeah.
What's going on? We're back in.
You already know, man.
Yeah.
Hey, that jam was sick, though.
Hey, we live on Facebook as well, man.
Facebook, please.
What up, Facebook? What up, Belinda? How you doing? Got you, man.
Stand and stand now.
Hey, man, I'm not trying to be...
I need like 2 G's, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, back where I come from in Morocco.
Oh.
Ah, jeez. Oh, okay.
Actually, I have nothing to say after that. I just wanted to plug that in. If there are any people who bleach in the city, please holler at me. The number is 072-0727-022.
I need
to get myself bleached. And then, ladies, if you do a sick weave, I need that Arab-looking weave. You know what I mean? Because I'm Arabic now. Come from Morocco, North Africa.
I must commend your haircut.
Thank you very much, bro.
Absolutely stunning.
You know what I mean? We don't use that word here. Come on,
is it by the
stunning?
Is it by the I almost forgot.
Hashtag stunned. That's my boy, though. That's my boy. Right? Like,
is your boy?
You know what's crazy about social media? Like, I remember that whole debacle happened just when we were launching No Borders, right?
Yeah.
And I had all my pieces, so apparently I've got celebrity friends. You know what I mean? I had Malawi, Zambia, you know, everybody like, oh, what's up? Yo, post, tweet, holler at us, you know, spread the word. You know, the show is going from Zim Conversations to No Borders, which is the rest of Africa. Yeah. I need your support. A lot of these people were on the show when it was still Zim Conversations. Yeah. Did I get a single tweet or a repost? No. One or two people, you man. My man, Bongani, you know, Vimbai, a bunch of people. Yeah, they did do their thing. But then the minute that video came up, your Facebook was alight.
It was alive.
I think what Econet should have done that last week was increase tariffs that week. Well, the say, $50 for a gig, they should have done that week.
That week,
stop people from talking.
You know, it's over now. They've actually managed to stop all of that now. So all the rates have gone back to normal.
Back to normal, unfortunately.
But why are things so, like... And just unorganized.
In Sudan, a gig is $90.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of East, West, and North Africa, data is actually pretty expensive, except for Nigeria.
Yeah, but the reality of it is, okay, fine. If a gig is $90, is a gig worth your life?
Like, bruh?
Because, like, I know people get killed for $50.
So. There's this joke that I saw yesterday online, and in Zim, it's cheaper to catch a combi and go show somebody a video on WhatsApp.
But that's what it is, you know. Like actually discussing the data issue across Africa. This is going to be a problem for us because obviously today we're kind of focusing a lot on the football tournament. That's happening. AFCON 2017.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How is Africa going to contend with the idea that we have to stream some match? Like some of us are
exactly. I mean, you should be able to watch it on YouTube.
I don't pay DSTV and stuff. You know, I just stream everything I watch. So I'm good. So it's because it's affordable here. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So Thibaut Touch has been wasting his time, basically.
Well, data didn't really fall that side, did it?
It fell on his side.
Yeah, on his side. Because now you can download the app and listen free if you're on MTN.
If you're on MTN. So now everyone's in uproar like, yo, but what about us? We were Cell C.
Hey, dog, you're going to get us fired. This show just started.
Yeah, it don't work for him.
I've been talking to girls from Uganda. I was talking to Anne Kansime. She's like, oh, wait, so y'all moving through the app. I'm like, yeah, go. Why don't you come through?
Yeah, we need to actually, like, you know, obviously give highlights and everything of everybody who's going to be coming on the show. So I think we should just update the Immigrants page, obviously. We'll upgrade the Immigrants page on Facebook. Check it out. We're going to be giving you a feature and a rundown of most of the people who are going to be coming through in studio this year. I have a few exciting people who have confirmed already.
Oh, yes.
For later in the year. People obviously have to travel.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, though.
But yeah, the Coco Master is definitely coming through this year.
Coco Master!
Which is something I've been wanting to do for a very long time. Sit down with
him. I got a lot of questions to ask that brother, though.
I was at SABC the other day. Robert Marawa said he's going to come in.
No, we don't want Robert. We want Pearl Tusi first.
Well, Pearl Tusi will come, but we need to put like $10,000 on it. I was like, for the interview, it's talking. Nobody gets paid to talk.
It's marketing for you.
For you.
Golly, jeez, man.
You
know, golly.
As you try and open up the borders, look what happens.
And we're trying. So, you see, in this endeavor to open up the African borders, Africans, please listen carefully. The reason why I was late was because I'm a poor immigrant.
Yes.
No, we're no longer... Okay, we're still immigrants, but I mean, we're not really immigrants because there are no borders, right?
There's no borders.
There's nothing to cross.
Yeah.
But, you see, if you could open up a GoFundMe page, Africa, listen very carefully, open up a GoFundMe page, there's 1.1 billion of you guys.
Yeah.
We just need 10%, which is 110 million.
Yeah.
To donate $1 each every month, and we're good.
We're actually
then we'll
be okay.
Quit our other jobs and just do radio because we know you love hearing our voices full time.
And what we'll actually do is we're gonna go full scale and create a full production studio. So we're gonna do TV, we're gonna do radio, we're gonna do print,
internet,
So all we need all is $1. $1.
From 110 million New York. It's not much.
Just that.
Yeah, if you can't afford a dollar, you know, 50 cents, you know, whatever you throw in counts.
I'm gonna count out the Zimbos. The Zimbos are not going to give us anything. It's fine,
hey,
guys.
It's already
no. We're going to give you something. We're going to give you bond notes.
My people, we got oil in my country, Morocco. So, hey, we good. They got us. The whole country. I mean, they might even just do like a debit. What's it called? A stop order.
A stop order, yeah.
So the whole country, every month, boom.
Wow. I swear, this is probably going to be the most exciting part of our radio career this year because Happy New Year, man. I haven't seen it, man.
Slap.
Like this is crazy.
Yeah,
Happy New Year, man. Shit.
We made it, man. People think we would have made it.
Nah, I'm
so here. It's kind of creepy that on Friday the 13th you're talking about Happy New Year. Like, it's Friday the 13th, hey?
Why are you trying to jinx it?
What's wrong with you, man?
I'm just putting it out there because literally, we're supposed to talk about Happy New Year before Friday the 13th, hey?
Do Africans actually believe in Friday the 13th?
Nah.
I just think it's another day.
Nah. Let me tell you what Africans believe. They believe in Black Friday.
Every day is Friday the 13th for us. We're used to things going wrong.
I
you know what I mean? Like, things go wrong every day. Like, snap.
You're just waiting for that wrong WhatsApp or the wrong message or the wrong phone call.
Today's another Friday the 13th. Golly.
Yo, man, the rest of our soccer song squad has arrived and we quite deep.
How many are you, man?
That's that unity thing I was telling you
about. This sounds like fraud and corruption.
There's goodness in numbers.
Because we love our country, you know. So we're going to support them with the song.
Hey, yo, did you guys throw your forecasts out? Like, do you like your predictions?
Yeah, I did. Well, for the game that's coming out,
For the entire tournament.
Well, for the entire tournament, okay, I've got tournament favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Tournament favorites, obviously, number one would be Algeria.
Zimbabwe.
No.
Jeez.
Hey, fam, that was last year. Fam.
No, after I just came back from home and they gave me nothing, man. Algeria. At least they respond to my emails, you know. Algeria, definitely at the top of the list. Senegal as well. Ivory Coast and Ghana, obviously. Right. So those are the four top teams. Definitely I would love to see Zimbabwe reach, you know, to get to the highest level that they possibly can in the tournament. But you see, the problem with me is the characters of these dudes.
Well, let me just blow your bubble there. I just want to blow his bubble there and say in my verse on the song I said Hakuna Hakuna Matata
Tata
Mukombe Mukombe Tatora Hatina Hatinombo Kwata. So all that we're saying is it's quite simple and straightforward. There's no team that we're scared of simply because we've got enough players. We've got enough depth at this moment. We've got players playing
Baba.
In Europe.
We're gonna need more than a verse to win that thing, Baba. I'm telling you. Unless the referees gonna be one of us here, that's gonna happen. But this is going to be the toughest African Cup of Nations competition. In the last 10 years.
Yes.
Have you seen the quality of players that are coming?
Yeah, it's actually ridiculous.
But can we take it away
it's
from
as
the?
Good as
it's
a World Cup.
Yeah, it's as good as a World Cup.
Can we take it away from the playing field and take it to the management of the guys that are, you know, going to be playing? We've got Philip Chiangwa backing us, man. What can go wrong?
We've got BuzzFeeder robbing us. That's most likely. Shout out to BuzzFeeder.
Taking the money and everything.
Yeah,
you know?
I swear, like, you know, this is the thing. For me, it's an administrative flaw. You see, with the African Cup of Nations, we always get excited about qualifying as Zim, and we haven't qualified in the last couple of years. It's only the third tournament we've qualified for. We're very excited now because...
You know, in 37 years? Wow.
Yeah, you know, and like, we're excited now because, obviously, like, we've got people like Kama playing. We've got people like Nyasham Sheikh with it.
Tendai.
Who can hardly score in front of a goal, but anyway. Tendai, definitely fine. Yeah. Who actually has so much quality that I think,
he's going to perform ridiculously, and then I'm going to leave radio and I'm start managing him in the UK, but anyway. Yeah.
And I think that's going to be a great career choice, my brother, because the UK is kind of dope right now. They got the Polish girls out there.
I don't know about Brexit, but they said there's still another 7 years before they can completely move out. So I'm going to get in, get my Schengen, move to France, and that's it. Yeah.
But before you go, the pastor prayed this morning.
Which
you know, the comic pastor. He did pray against the spirit of Wilfred Mugay. So definitely we're going to be doing something. Eh? There's something that's happening. I mean, everyone is hyped up about this, and everyone wants to go on about it.
Oh, wait, hold up. Let me just move my mic real quick. Apparently there are people who are...
We got a WhatsApp people going in.
Yeah, so who this? Okay, I can't. Number is 0721759, blah, 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 blah. At T-Mula and crew, all the best, my brother. What a banger. The tune is off the hinges, my guy. Yo, my reading is kind of bad.
Thank you.
Any chance of you going that side to perform live to motivate Zim Squad? Well, y'all just got to bring up the money. Paid into my account. Let me give you my account details.
I'd like to say thank you to whoever that fan is, you know.
Harold.
Yeah, possibly.
Oh, it's Harold, yeah.
Possibly we might actually end up in Gabon. Right now, we just want them to kickstart the tournament well.
Hey, Timula, so you got a pretty crazy fan base. This is the first time anyone's talked to us on this show.
Oh, really?
I've never had...
Oh, you weren't here last time when they spoke to us?
Yeah, I don't really give out the number. I'm like, you know what? I only got 55 minutes to say a whole lot of bullshit, so...
No, look.
Well, I'll talk to you later.
You got to give out the number. Listen, now to all the people on WhatsApp right now listening to the show,
you got
obviously
the number,
find it. I got it right here.
Okay, sweet.
079-748-20990. So if you're out of South Africa, obviously you're going to go +27 79 748 2090. And yeah, holler at us, let us know what you think about the AFCON tournament, about Zimbabwe's chances, about South Africa's non-chances because they're qualified.
Morocco, shout out Morocco. Can anyone speak French? Let's say that in French. How many languages we got in Africa?
How does South Africa not qualify? Are they always dislike South Africa?
That's
well?
The reason why.
Because half of their league is has foreign-based players.
That's why the coach lost his job.
Like, yeah. Half of their league is foreign-based players.
Not I think really. Coaches are whole
look,
league,
look at England, but...
Yeah, and what has England done in the past 20 years in terms of
the world? They're always there.
Hey, dog. I think they qualify because...
Stop giving South Africa rubbish excuses. What South Africa needs to do now is
for them to qualify, it's actually easier.
Get some Zimbabwean players and make them South African and get a strike force.
Look what rugby did.
Look
what rugby did.
I'm telling you.
Look at what rugby did. They got beasts. They got all sorts of dudes. They got a whole bunch of white people running out there.
Go get some Cameroons for defense. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean,
get a lot of strike force from Zimbabwe.
Don't forget that a lot of these dudes were only founded after... actually, you know what? Let's have this conversation with Tulani. I'm assuming this is Tulani who just walked in.
Tulani, is this you, my brother? Is it you?
Yo, Mr. T.A. Levi.
That's a smile. Well, is that it?
I haven't met Tulani. I just talked to him over the phone. Is this Tulani?
It's Levi.
Okay. Oh, he's a part of the crew?
He's part of us,
man. Part of you, man. People keep walking in.
Yeah. Shout out to the crew. Shout out to the new members who have just joined that BC, the producer, the case man. Shout out to another.
We got niggas walking all the way up.
Shout out to another nigga who's not around, who's actually sitting in Bangladesh.
Shout out to Abra Sims. Shout out to BC.
Whoa. People are going all over.
Yeah.
He's moving to Morocco.
Yeah.
I'm from Morocco.
The track,
eh? Okay,
the track was produced by BC over there.
Okay.
Big up to BC representing Zimbabwe. Yeah. PE boy as well.
Yeah.
You already know. Shout out to K-Smax.
Yeah.
City Jam Inc. We recorded the track.
K-Smax owes me a set, dog.
We recorded it.
You owe me a set, son. don't even come up in my building acting like that. Yeah. You take your shades off, son. There you go.
I think the only thing that's going to move from Zim Conversations. The only thing that's going to move from Zim Conversations to No Borders is how ungovernable everything is.
Yeah,
I'm just standing
time,
here looking
man,
at people like, oh my God. I'm not even going to say nothing. Like,
I think it's worse for you because you just jump out of an office and you come into a madhouse.
Yeah, and I'm like, what?
But it's Friday. We're getting drunk. It's a vodka Friday, actually, perfectly.
Hey, who buying?
I have to sacrifice for that.
Oh, for real?
Because I need it the most, man.
Hey, I'm coming through. I think
someone who owns a yacht, a bottle of vodka is nothing. Eh?
Well, look, the yacht is just really a gift, you know, for all the hard work and hustle that I've really put in a lot of work for a lot of ruthless individuals. You know, I'm just waiting for the paperwork to come through so I can get rid of that. You know, and I can probably invest in a young home. You know, I'm trying to do real things. You know,
I want to buy a football team.
You see, this is one thing I wanted to actually discuss.
I want
to
go.
And there, you know
Zimbabwe,
what? It's actually ridiculous because I was doing my research. I don't really follow Commonwealth. I don't really follow football like that. So I was doing my research on CAF. First of all, do you know how much the winner of the Confederations Cup gets?
Of AFCON.
2.5 million, no, not AFCON.
Yeah.
The CAF.
CAF Cup. Uh-huh.
$2.5 million.
Yeah.
What?
But it all goes to the Federation, and after you deal with taxes and after you deal with
okay, don't ruin things for me right now. Can I just dream? Can I rather dream of making $2.5 million? And do you know how much these teams cost? The most highly valued team in South Africa is Sundowns.
Yeah.
And we're waiting for Tulane. I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
And it's valued at 154 million.
Yeah.
Rand.
Yeah.
How much is that? It's like what, 10?
That's about 10 million.
10 mil. You had like...
Which is nothing.
That's nothing.
But realistically, if you think about it...
Hey, Strive, you listening?
Yeah.
I'm just kind of throwing that out there, man.
He just might not because of the data prices that he put on himself. dumbass. Look, I'm not a Strive lover. I don't want to lie about it. Look, if he gives me some money to do some of my things, it's all good. But I've never loved the dude. I've always felt he's a coward. You know, like, really.
Oh, snap.
No, he's a coward.
Get into it. Get into
it. No, definitely. He's a coward. I mean, he's the one person who just, like, obviously set himself up so fantastically.
And, you know, I like
and
how
I really
they
don't feel like
Ethernet
he's ever done
is now
anything
a multi,
for anybody.
It's now an MNO. It's a multinational organization.
It is a multinational organization.
It's in Nigeria. Oh, were they kicked out of Nigeria?
They got kicked out of Nigeria.
But he was in Nigeria. I know he's in Botswana.
Yes, he is.
And South Africa.
Yes, he is. And he's also somewhere in the Middle East somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Middle East, in the UK, in Australia.
Malaysia, I think, too.
All over.
He's everywhere.
But wait, is Madagascar part of Africa?
Yes, it is.
I think I'm moving from Madagascar after Morocco.
I would go to I would definitely go to Madagascar for the honeys.
Hey, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Just
man.
For the honeys.
And I don't they don't look like they work a lot.
They don't look like
they just
talk
look like
a
they
lot.
Chill on the beach and shit. You know what I mean? Like, oh,
isn't there a problem with
I'm
southern,
going to work okay. and they're going chill on the beach. I could live
southern,
that kind of
Southern
African
women
life.
Talk too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got a, like a tendency. I think 95% of men in the South always complain about a woman talks too much. Always saying something. No offense, Ma, we see you, but nah. We see you too, Palliser. Yeah. No, all,
hey, Palliser, you do
you.
The
I
most.
I dare you to do that.
Well, there's something you just need to do if you don't want your woman to be talking a lot, hey?
Okay.
Hey, bro.
All right, Daddy.
Let's censor this, man.
I'm just giving you ideas. I'm just giving you ideas, eh?
Right. I was talking to the Pope in the morning.
Thanks, Jesus. Thanks for that. Okay. So basically, what Daddy wanted to say is if you don't want your girl to talk, you just stuff your cock in her mouth. That's pretty much what Daddy said.
Golly. Can someone, we need a French speaker on the show, man, because we need to translate all of this for the Francophone people.
Okay. It's funny how.
How do you say stuff a cock? In a mouth in French.
Well,
you can actually Google it.
I was expecting the PE boys to help us out there, but I think we all skipped that French class. We were smoking Everest behind the class.
Not even smoking Everest, we were smoking weed, man.
Listen to this senor Carlos. These ones who grew up in
Kev,
Wash.
Why are you hiding, son? Are you a suspect boy?
Hey, I'm a mission school dude, yeah. But you see, mission school dudes didn't have time to smoke.
You know, we do
you
not
guys,
even...
You guys smoked because y'all had the women around you, so you were tired of the women. Dude, we were out on the hunt. We were looking for villages, my nigga. Like, hey, you know, you're by the fence of the school checking out with bars of soap. Like, hey, wait, hey, Sipo.
Ones are waiting for women to start bathing in the river.
Yeah, they'll be looking at guts every day.
Okay, enough. Okay, we get it.
Hey, guys, is this about AFCON or what's going on?
Okay, but how many of you think that goats are actually going to go on the pitch in Gabon? Because I know that place is grimy as shit, man.
I mean,
no offense, but Gabon ain't
you know
shit,
what?
I swear
so
to God.
One of, like, the reason why I hollered late at... Because, I mean, the reason why we had this whole show about AFCON was because Timul had hollered about the song.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's just make the whole show about, you know, AFCON.
About the,
yeah,
about the tournament, yeah.
So I hollered at the ambassador of Gabon, and I wanted her to come through the show and, you know, tell us a bit about the country. They don't have a website. Their embassy in South Africa doesn't have a website. They've got, like, a little page off of another website that shows their numbers. I called that number like 1,000 gajillion times.
And nobody.
And you know my email game's strong. I emailed nothing.
But you know what? I've actually got
I don't know. Like
I've actually got a very good friend. It's unfortunate that I didn't actually speak to him before, Kenneth. And he's actually from Gabon.
Sweet.
And he's a massive avid like football fan. It would have been nice to have
him.
Yeah,
that would have been dope.
What
yeah.
we'll do is that we'll probably
towards
put him
the
on
end.
Next, even next week.
Yeah.
We can put him on next week. Give him a call and he can, because clearly no one represents Gabon anywhere on
online. I'm sure you all have watched African movies, right? You know,
yeah.
Those from Nigeria, East Africa. And
does Gabon shoot movies too, dog?
Well, I don't think
I know,
so. But
I know Gabon is known for its sex tourism.
Movies. But where I'm driving...
Yeah, they've got crazy, on a very serious note, because my boy Kudzi, the Captain Tarumbisko, he worked in Gabon, and he's like, yo, sex tourism in Gabon is, I think it's the highest paid industry.
Wow.
So you get all these old women coming from the West, coming through for mandingos.
My biggest fear is...
And you know in West Africa, they're mandingos for real, yeah?
So my worst fear is, instead of you guys...
Your worst fear is mandingos?
No, my worst fear... instead of you guys worrying about guts, you know, I'm worried about seeing 26 players in the field.
Wow.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I get that.
Yeah. I totally do as well. Just that was just so bad.
That was bad.
That was really bad. Palliser, can we have it, please?
Something,
yeah, that,
I don't
know. That was that,
like either the boo.
Yeah, the boo. No. Anyway, Danny. So the Maningo thing. Okay, fine. So now, if you're playing...
I mean, that's probably why they had it in Gabon.
So if you're playing in Gabon, and let's say One of the players gets erect as you're about to defend for them.
Oh, come on, dog. Like, what are the chances, though? What are the chances, though?
This is AFCON. Like, are you
anything can happen.
This is AFCON, man. You know they give dudes them small tennis shots, man. And you're supposed to tackle this dude. What you going to do? You're like, come on, man. Is that a yellow card or a red card? What is it?
I think you need a red card right now.
Yeah,
what,
thank you.
What happens in Gabon stays in Gabon.
AFCON 2017 is
that's why they don't play rugby, yo.
Yo, I didn't even call it AFCON 2017 because just because it's in Gabon, I'm just calling it Gabon 2017.
Yeah, let's put it like
yeah, that. it's gonna be historical, man. I'm gonna watch every game. I'm not even an avid football So that's another thing I need to ask people who follow football.
Yeah,
y'all say no, don't call it soccer, call it football, but you call it the Premier Soccer League.
Yeah.
You're confusing us. I really don't understand.
How?
Because every time I'm like, yeah, I watch soccer. They're like, we don't call it soccer. It's called football. But then you call your leagues the Premier Soccer League. So what's going on?
I think the definition confusion comes from the origins of football and obviously how other nations or other people define it, other cultures. In America, they call it soccer. It's soccer. You know, like, we're going to go watch a game of soccer. You know, Minnesota Wolves. Or
David like, yeah. Beckham moved to Los Angeles. Yeah.
Americans are just like, useless.
Yeah.
Sorry to say.
Wait. On that point, sorry, yeah. just moving over to just crossing the borders, crossing the one border that we have.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of Americans complaining about Donald Trump.
Yes.
Like, did this dude just wake up and nominate himself and then vote himself in?
Like,
you voted, and now you're complaining. Like, what the?
And the thing is, they're complaining about a person who actually really, realistically has not even started his term of office.
Kamu, besides that, they voted for him. Like, but are they trying to prove to the world, like, no, we didn't
what,
vote for him?
This
like,
is what Americans do. The first
you vote for a brother, and then you're like, nah, we don't like
but
him.
But, bro, sorry, man. Half of them voted. Well, slightly more than half.
That's
the other side is the one complaining, and they go in millions. Let them complain.
Yeah, but they didn't vote. Yeah. I mean, who's voted that?
Well, no, they voted, but they voted for the wrong person.
The biggest surprise of America is they are the leading vocals of developing things or inventing things, so to say, but they can't count their own votes.
Yeah.
So.
Honestly.
Oh, personally. Yes! Very important man. Very, very important man.
We need to grill you, Baba.
People
we need
with
to grill
money
you.
Are around.
AFCON 2017.
Rich people like
I thought you were going to come with Vamo Tsepe.
He even has two like, phones, Baba. Two.
One is for business.
Yeah, wow! See, enough said. Sundowns is officially the best thing that ever happened to Africa.
Okay, you know. Hey! Mamelodi Sundowns.
You know,
we've got the
spokes.
We've got the communications manager of Mamelodi Sundowns who just came in. Finally, Tulani. I know it was short notice. I apologize, my brother.
Anytime for Clips and Trans.
Tulani, we're gonna have to find a space for you guys. We're gonna have to X you guys. Yeah,
nominated. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Who are you Xing?
Thank you very much. Sanity and out on you.
One.
Yeah, bye bye. Yeah.
I tried to give the wrong guy a red card. Now it's been given to him.
You see how this shit comes back around. It's great to have Tulani in the studio. Timola, you're still in there, but can you say something, Baba? Because we've given you a hot seat today.
No, I'm all right, man. Just listening to the conversations. Ultimately, yeah, it's soccer season. It's the CAF tournament going on. So that's the energy that we have, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so.
And wait, I need to find out, why do we have French abbreviations for all these tournaments? What's with the French language and football?
Okay, do you know what? It's very good that you asked that. And for me, it's a problem. This my thing is why.
So they said it's on Wikipedia. It says AFCON, but officially, CAF.
Yes, but do you understand that the people that control CAF are generally
the Francophones.
The Francophones, yeah. Like BuzzFeed was trying to get in there, but hey, it's not
Tulani,
happening.
Can we talk to Amot Sepek? Can we go to his office after this?
In fact, where is he at, man?
Where is
he? I need some
not
help.
Far. Not far. We can
I need some help are with some sure? things.
Nah, I don't mind. We can go. We are open to the media.
That is what you call communication humanity. We are open to the media.
Tulani, just introduce yourself. Introduce the team. Because you're speaking to the whole of Africa, people who might not know Mamelodi Sundowns.
Who is that? Where are they?
You know,
we are the current champions of Africa, listen, Baba.
You know what? I know if there's rappers here. Rappers normally say, you already know who it is.
Yeah, we are here, man.
Ah, you know this. You're talking to 22, so communications manager of Mamelodi Sundowns, the best team in Africa.
Hey!
The defending champions, CAF defending champions.
100%. Yes, my brother.
Defending champions, seven-time PSL champions. record breaker, 72 points in the league, one season.
Thank you.
You know, so we were the first team to go to the Club World Cup.
Yeah.
You know, the best coach in the country, in the continent, top 10 in the world.
Yeah.
Wait, top 10 for real?
Yes. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Charge, hey, Tulane, what did you do with the 2.5 mil?
Look at this guy. This guy has got an old star. Sit down, chief. I don't recognize you.
But you see, Tulane, it's unfortunate that I communicated with you guys late. I spoke to Tandy. Yes. Merafe from
with the All-Star, yes.
From from Pirates. I really wanted the two of you here, and I wanted to see what was going on. I was just going to keep quiet and let them speak.
It was
going to
be a very interesting altercation.
Exactly. Tandy, if you're listening, next time.
Yeah, next time. Yeah. But who cares about people who don't win anything? the only good thing that happened to Pirates is Tendai-Ndoro, of which we're busy trying to see how we can.
Yeah, yeah,
them
we're
across,
trying to move.
You know,
sorry, what? Chief, are you Tendai-Ndoro?
Of course, definitely.
I could see that.
We've had Tendai on the show. He's a good friend of ours.
Yeah, good friend,
So yeah. But you know, we'll discuss this after the show.
And I mean, we're talking after the record. So it was great to actually have people from Sundance. People who understand being champions. Yeah. You know, people who understand being rich, you know, in Africa. You know, we don't want to talk to people like Pirates. They understand money in Africa.
Pirates. Yeah, I know well.
But what is
do
your
guys
view?
Have any, do you guys have any representatives at AFCON right now?
Yes, we do. Okay. We've got the best goalkeeper in Africa.
Yes,
he's number one.
Onyango!
I have to say this. He just won, you know, the best player, you know, in Africa, based in Africa.
Yes.
I think it's the first time a goalkeeper wins that. He's exactly from Uganda. True. He's the captain in Uganda.
Shout out to Uganda.
You know this, the Cranes.
Boss Dennis.
And then, and then we've got Kama Biliad from Zimbabwe, the Warriors.
Yeah, Warriors.
And explain to them how it was Dennis Onyango number one, mm-hmm. and Kama, the superstar Biliad,
number two. You know, if you look at what Dennis has done for his country, I mean, after 38 years, before they qualified for the AFCON, he made history, you know?
Yeah.
And his story is amazing.
It
because,
is.
Because at Sundowns, he came there. We bought him from Aces, who were relegated.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, we played against him the last game, and we bought him. And we had number one goalkeeper in Africa at the time, which was Kennedy Mwini, who was a, you know, AFCON winner.
Yeah.
And we had number two in the country, which was Wayne Sandilands. So he came in knowing that it's going to be a tough job for him.
Yeah.
But he took the position in number one now, and he's playing. And
you know, two things from that, well. Tulane. Mm. One, a club, not just a club, any entity in the world that gives people a chance. You know, there's so many people out there who just need one chance to prove themselves.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
True that.
BBC, I hope you're listening. just one chance. Give me like an hour. With the CEO.
30 minutes.
And secondly, I was speaking to Family Tree, and in terms of music, Family Tree is doing a lot in terms of, you know, bringing people from, Family Tree is Casper's record label.
Yeah.
Bringing, you know, Africans from, you know, different nations to get into one
Gemini
stable.
Majors,
you know what I mean? Gemini Major, Nadia Malawi, Nadia Nakai, Zemio, you got Casper himself from South Africa. Then you look at Mamelodi Sundowns, where, you know, he's just mentioned like three countries in the space of 5 minutes of people that are coming. And I think a lot of people on the continent are unaware, unless they're avid football fans, unaware of how much football is doing to unite Africa. Because we don't care.
No,
we
actually
Africans don't care. Like if we pulled out a map right now and said, point out where Gabon is, it would take each and every dude in here at least 10 minutes. Even if we had it in bold.
They'll still be like, man, I swear.
And your predictions?
You know, I want Zimbabwe to do well.
Yeah, Southern Africa.
He didn't say win. He said do well.
Do well.
Just said that they must. So do well for us means they must get there on time. They must have a kit. They must have a kit.
They must get the money to go there. You know, so it's doing well.
But and they must come back because you know Zimbabwe's on the go. They don't like to come back.
You know, I don't want to comment on that. But I want to say, you know, shout out to Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
You know, I think they've got one of the best players in Southern Africa.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at their lineup: Tendai-Ndoro, Kama Biliad, Knowledge Musona.
Yeah.
You've got Willard Katande, and you've got my goodness, and you've got a G. The guy who's from Arrows. Mahachi, Kutawachi Mahachi.
Yes.
What a fantastic player.
Amazing.
Yeah. Even Piri from Chicken Inn.
Yeah.
Ah, amazing. I mean, you see, I'm following my football. I can count the whole lineup. So,
Costa at the back. Costa is a player, bro.
Does Costa buy a lot of drinks back home in Zin? I think he does.
I think he's stingy.
Costa. No, Costa
is a defender. You know, it's very hard for defenders
to give anything. I think
to get recognized like that, it's usually the strikers that take most of the credit. True. So when you're a defender and then your name becomes loud, you must know you're
doing something. Hey, Chulani, did you bring like season tickets?
Well, something.
Let me say this: everybody here is invited to our first game. We lift the league on the 8th.
Yes.
VIP tickets.
Hey! Unfortunately, I'm the only one with this number. I'm gonna take my whole family.
No, bring them through. We appreciate the support from everyone. You know. We were in the CAF final and we filled the stadium.
Yeah.
Yo.
And we didn't do any hashtags like family.
Like
family.
No.
We filled the stadium. purely on
love and support.
Love, energy, and all that. You know, I think I think show love to South Africans who came through to support us as we made history. You were part of history. You were there. You know, and thank you for being there. And you guys should be there as well.
Yeah.
Hell definitely. Yeah.
Mm. The actually, it's interesting. They just made a song for. For Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe national team that's going through to the finals, obviously. Mm. So that's why we had them on the show. This is pretty much the entire crew who was involved, you know, including the lady. The lady was involved somehow.
Lady.
Yeah. She was also involved, but pretty much the whole crew. So we just debuted their song now on the show. So maybe you can look at getting them to do a song for Sundance.
Maybe. Who's Beyonce here? Because I know it's a build. There's a Michelle. Who's a Michelle here? You know. Oh, who are the physical dolls and isn't it
all right. You know, it's always a gas on No Borders.
Yeah,
every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Thank you, Tulani. Thank you, the whole crew that did the new song, Kamu, No Borders. We out. Yeah, AFCON 2017.
See you soon.
Yep.
You know this. CliffCentral.com.